USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The jury in the Paul Manafort tax and bank fraud trial has wrapped up for the week. Attorney Kevin Downing.
The jury went home early. We're happy to continue deliberating on Monday. We're happy to see that they're doing so. And everyone, have a great weekend.
President Donald Trump, outside his waiting helicopter in Washington, defended his former campaign chairman before taking off for a fundraiser in the Hamptons.
He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The judge in the fraud trial revealed Friday he has received threats over the case. He now travels with U.S. Marshals. He won't release the jurors' names, fearing they may also face threats. Manafort faces 18 counts of bank and tax fraud related to his work before joining the Trump campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Bishop Kevin Rhodes of Fort Wayne, South Bend, Indiana, has offered an apology following the release of a recent grand jury report that found more than 1,000 children were sexually abused by about 300 priests in six Pennsylvania dioceses.
No words can return what has been taken from you. The church failed you, and for this, I apologize.
He served in Harrisburg when some of the abuse took place. He was aware of at least two cases and notified his superiors and law enforcement. Baltimore police announced an arrest in the shooting death of a 7-year-old Taylor Hayes in southwest Baltimore. She died 2 weeks later. Her aunt, Ebony Ward, thanked the community and police.
It's about to be a long road, but we're going to get through it. It won't bring Taylor back, but at least we're about to get some type of justice.
29-year-old Keon Gray is charged with first-degree murder for firing into a vehicle and killing Hayes last month. His girlfriend is charged with being an accessory after the fact and obstruction charges. No word yet on why that shooting occurred. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new Pentagon report, China is actively developing its fleet of long-range bombers and are likely training their pilots for strikes against the United States and allied targets. During an Aspen Security Forum in Colorado last month, Mike Collins, the deputy director of the CIA's East Asia Mission Center, said the Chinese fundamentally seek to replace the United States as the leading power in the world.
The Chinese do not want conflict. They do not want war. They do not want conflagration. But at the end of the day, they want every country around the world, when it's deciding its interests, its decisions on policy issues, to first and foremost side with China, not the United States.
New Haven police are blaming a bad batch of K2 for more than 100 cases of overdoses in 36 hours. New Haven's police chief says having so many victims made it difficult to identify each one.
The total number of victims whose names we've been able to obtain thus far is 47 of the 100-plus overdose calls which required transport. Some, up to as many as 10, were transported multiple times for multiple overdose incidents. And many of the victims were listed as John and Jane Doe's, making identification almost impossible.
City officials say they have reports of a person handing out the drug for free, possibly to get people addicted. Shannon Watts, who's pregnant, and her two daughters, ages 4 and 3, were reported missing Monday. Their bodies were found Thursday, and Watts' husband is in jail north of Denver after confessing. The girls' bodies were found in oil and gas tanks on the property where Watts had worked until being fired. His wife's body was found nearby. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.